It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Ido DeVart will step down as music director of the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra following the 2016-2017 season, but he will continue his relationship with the orchestra as conductor laureate, planning to conduct at least one program per season for the MSO. When the 2016-2017 season ends, the 76-year-old DeVart will have served 8 seasons as MSO music director. And the National Symphony Orchestra said that Christoph Eschenbach will become its conductor laureate in the 2017-2018 season. By 2017, Iwill has served as music director of American orchestras for almost 30 years, said Eschenbach, who will turn 75 on Friday, and it makes sense to step away. A German violinist scheduled to perform with the New York Philharmonic this week using a rare Stradivarius violin he's played for over a decade might not have the instrument for much longer. He's entangled in a multi-million dollar dispute over the prized instrument with a bank that has gone out of business. Violinist Frank Peter Zimmermann, who plays a 1711 Strad that once belonged to legendary violinist Fritz Kreisler, doesn't own the violin. He rents it through an arrangement with a now-defunct German bank. The musicians offered to buy the violin from the takeover firm that's liquidating the bank's assets, but he says the price is so far above the appraised value of the Stradivarius that he refuses to pay it. The company that now owns the violin declined to comment on the negotiations, which they say are ongoing. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.